From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Spanish prosecutor asked a judge to issue an international arrest warrant for the former president of Catalonia and four of his ministers after they failed to appear in a Madrid court for questioning about their efforts to break the region away from Spain. Mariano Diallo reports.
The same judge sent eight former Catalan cabinet members to jail without bail and ordered another to be held pending a bail payment. Carlos Puigdemont's lawyer said the climate in Spain was not good and his client wanted to take some distance, but he would cooperate with the courts. Puigdemont said on Wednesday he would ignore a court order to return to Spain to answer charges of rebellion, sedition, and misuse of public funds relating to the region's secessionist push. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
2 days after an attack in New York City left eight people dead, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions defended President Trump's efforts to institute travel bans and urged Congress to reauthorize the ability to conduct electronic surveillance overseas.
To investigate terrorism, we will need access to electronic evidence that lawfully we can obtain.
Sessions also urged Congress to reauthorize the 2008 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendments Act. A court in Macedonia has convicted 33 people of being members of an ethnic Albanian militant group and planning terrorist attacks. The suspects were arrested following a deadly police raid in 2015. Seven defendants were handed life sentences, and another 13 were sentenced to 40 years in prison. Others got prison sentences from 12 to 20 years. Four men were cleared of charges. This is VOA News.